Hey everybody, what is going on? It is Crypto Bobby. Hope you are having a great day, great night, wherever you're watching in from. And right now, a lot of eyes are on Bitcoin and where Bitcoin is going to head. It has slowly but surely had a nice little bit of a recovery from that December 21st, December 22nd sell-off, and has found a little bit of stabilization recently, just below $16,000. It's broken 16 grand on a couple different exchanges, but right now trading about $100 below 16,000 on GDAX. And what I'm doing right now is I'm keeping an eye on how Bitcoin is going to perform, if it's going to break through that $16,000 mark, and if it does, kind of where it might go from there. I also want to talk a little bit about the effect that might have on some of the altcoins, and also some quote-unquote Bitcoin maximalism or thought process as far as Bitcoin losing some market share recently, because that's actually happened. Bitcoin has lost a little bit of market share. Some people aren't too happy. Other people don't seem to care too much. And I think it's an interesting discussion to hop into. So as I'm recording this video, the day after Christmas, December 26th, about 9 p.m. or so at night. So sorry for a little bit of a later video today, but the market has been fairly, I would say, fairly positive for the most part. Bitcoin up quite a bit today. Ethereum up a little bit, but trailing behind Bitcoin in terms of the change versus Bitcoin. Most everything in the marketplace, I would say, or at least in like the top 10, top 12, has been up, but not keeping pace with Bitcoin in the last 24 hours. So not a terrible day. The big movers on, the big movers in the market today, everybody's favorite crypto, Binance Coin. Everybody's favorite crypto, Binance Coin, is up 35%. There is nothing above that. I can't see anything above that. My eyes are just blind. There's this like big red stop sign. I'm just kidding. I'm playing around. But I love to always bust everybody's balls on that one. But yeah, we have BitConnect up 75%. As you guys know, my thoughts on BitConnect, so I'm not going to go up any more on that. But just so everybody doesn't yell at me and cry about it, we got BitConnect up 75%, leading the day. Binance is up, pretty surprising 35% on top of that. And then Ripple doing fairly well. Bitcoin, obviously, like I said, leading the market and everything for the most part, trailing behind Bitcoin in the past 24 hours. And seeing, I would say, maybe a little bit of consolidation as of the past 6-10 hours or so in this $16,000, in this $16,000 range. Seeing if we could potentially break through that $16,000 range and what that might do to Bitcoin, what that might do to the rest of the altcoin market. One thing I'll note here too, though, is as you're looking at this, and everybody always says buy the dip and buy the dip and buy the dip, if you actually did buy the dip, or even not necessarily the one candle where Bitcoin went all the way down below $11,000, but if you made a, I would say if you went in, hard anywhere below $13,000. If you had the conviction to go in below $13,000, you are already up quite a bit and making, some nice profit here. Probably up about 25% or so. If you were to buy in that sub $13,000 range, you're up over 20%. So when everybody always says buy the dip, yes, it's not always a guarantee. Yes, the dip can last a lot longer. But in this case, as of the little market correction that we saw on December 21st, December 22nd, 23rd range, primarily the 22nd, but that dip, that correction really has rebounded quickly and pretty strongly since then. Will it sustain? That's yet to be determined, obviously, but it has been a nice correction. I think we've seen some nice resiliency here from Bitcoin. Could you argue about the overall utility of Bitcoin? And there's some pretty good videos that have come out recently as far as people kind of arguing the utility of Bitcoin, or the valuation of Bitcoin has far outpaced the utility of it. So there's some arguments to be made there, but it's from a price perspective, it's nice to see the resiliency of Bitcoin moving forward. And that is also carried through with a lot of these altcoins as well. It's been, typically when you saw Bitcoin just absolutely eat it down in the marketplace, a lot of the altcoins fell even harder than Bitcoin did. And that was the first introduction to a lot of people when you get a feeling for how diversification works in cryptocurrency. Because when the whole market goes down, it's just that. The entire market goes down. There really isn't much of a diversified play there. In my opinion, like I've said before, the diversification is when you're trying to find those random coins like Binance today that might spike up, or when Ripple went up 3-4x, or when Cardano went up 10x. That's the purpose of diversification, not necessarily shielding you from losses, because it's pretty difficult to do when Bitcoin goes down, everything else tends to go down with it. Now, one thing that I think has been interesting, and we can pop over to CoinMarketCap to add a little bit of this, little bit of color to this discussion. So, you know, this is a really interesting number to look at long term in Bitcoin, and this has fluctuated pretty significantly recently. But the total percentage of market capitalization dominance for Bitcoin, and this is a percentage of basically the percentage of how much Bitcoin is worth in comparison to the overall crypto market cap. And traditionally, this has, you know, back in the early days of crypto, 2013, 2014, all the way up really to kind of Ethereum's big bull run in 2017. But Bitcoin was well above 80% pretty much for the entirety of its history, like well above 80%. Ethereum had its big bull run back from like January all the way up to mid-July, where everybody was super excited. You can see down here in this specific range right here, when everybody was talking about that, or not everybody, but all the ETH heads out there, the big Ethereum fans, were talking about the flippening, you know, Ethereum is going to flip with Bitcoin. It's going to be more valuable than Bitcoin, blah, blah, blah. It actually almost happened. It was pretty close. You know, Bitcoin was at one point in time worth, Ethereum was at one point in time worth about 30% market cap. Bitcoin was only worth about 39%. And ever since that time in mid-June, June 17th, June 18th, 20th or so, after Ethereum kind of dropped off, Bitcoin slowly gained steam back from the 38 percentile all the way up at one point in time back to plus 60% or so in terms of its market cap dominance. Now in the past month, I would say, it has gone from at one point in time, mid-December, early December, so December 8th was the peak of Bitcoin dominance. It was up to 67.5%. Now Bitcoin dominance has fallen all the way back down to about 45%. And that's kind of been for a variety of factors. A lot of crypto has done well. Ethereum has done pretty well. Litecoin has done pretty well. Bitcoin Cash has had a nice run. Ripple has had a really nice run. So there have been a lot of altcoins that have really exploded over the month of December, which has wiped out some of those gains of Bitcoin. But Jameson Lopp, who is a really sharp engineer, believe he is, I'm going to say the CTO of, or one of the engineers at BitGo, and kind of an original cypherpunk, and somebody who is very much respected in the Bitcoin space, said, are you upset that, he tweeted this today, this morning, said, are you upset that Bitcoin's share of the whole crypto asset market is down to 50%? Now it's down to 40-something percent, even though the whole market has grown 3,644% this year. This is cause for celebration, not jealousy at the success of other projects. The true competition is banks and nation states. So to put this into context, there's if you're brand new to crypto, there is the concept, and there are quite a few, the concept of a Bitcoin maximalism, basically being everything besides Bitcoin is BS. It's a fraud. It's not real. Bitcoin is the only true cryptocurrency out there, the only true crypto asset. Everything else is a copycat and not anywhere near as good as Bitcoin is. And, you know, that may be true in some respects, and Bitcoin is definitely the originator here, and basically every single crypto asset on on-chain FX has, you know, arguably taken some, if not a vast, vast majority of their code, of their economics, of basically everything from Bitcoin, and either innovated on top of that in some respect, or basically just copy and pasted and made a couple different small edits. So there is the concept of Bitcoin maximalism. And there are a lot of people that are not happy with how Bitcoin has lost market share to a lot of these other crypto assets like Ethereum, especially Bitcoin Cash, maybe like Ripple as well, some of those other ones out there. And I think that, you know, the maybe jealousy or whatever is, it's not always great, because if you see things on Twitter, if you see other people in the industry, it's not the kind of like the Bitcoin maximalism maybe isn't always, doesn't come off the best. But I think this is a really interesting outlook, and it's good outlook, because Bitcoin has kind of led the way regardless, and everything else has followed suit. But the competition really isn't, at least now, I mean, especially in my mind, I don't know if there's ever going to be another flipping again. I really don't. You know, Bitcoin Cash will tell you, and all the people that love Bitcoin Cash will tell you that Bitcoin Cash will eventually one day flipping over Bitcoin and be more valuable than Bitcoin, and Bitcoin Cash will be the true Bitcoin. Or people that are super interested in Ethereum might say, you know, ETH is going to be more valuable than Bitcoin. I don't know. I think there are so many cryptos out there that have their place. I don't know if, I think Bitcoin right now is just so firmly entrenched as a store of value, and that like people just really, truly, no matter what, believe in Bitcoin, that I don't know if it will ever be, I don't know. I mean, I could be absolutely completely wrong, but I don't know if it will ever be displaced as the number one cryptocurrency out there. Is there a lot of competition? Are there a lot of cryptocurrencies out there trying to say that they will be the next Bitcoin? Yeah, there are, but I don't know if that's necessarily going to happen. But basically, the point being is I think that how well the crypto market is doing, it does, everybody in the crypto market really does owe a lot. Even if you are not a Bitcoin maximalist, even if you are not somebody that is super, super pro Bitcoin, I think everybody in the Bitcoin, in the crypto asset market owes something to Bitcoin, absolutely owes something to Bitcoin. And then looking at it on the other end of the spectrum, I think, you know, imitation is the best form of flattery for the Bitcoin maximalists out there. Everybody's trying to be Bitcoin. Everybody is trying to have some element of what Bitcoin does, or has that in their, you know, in their code or whatever, in the economics of the asset, whatever it might be. Has some element of Satoshi's white paper, something like that, or the innovations that the Bitcoin engineers have put into place. Like I said, you know, imitation is the best form of flattery in a lot of ways. And while it might piss people off, I do think that this type of outlook is a really interesting one, saying, hey, the competition here really is not between X crypto asset and Bitcoin, or Y crypto asset and Bitcoin. It is, you know, Bitcoin and the crypto community or the crypto assets are competing against banks and nation states instead. And if that is the goal, or if that's the long-term thing, I mean, this is going to be really interesting to see how it plays out. I'm sure you can see in the comments that a lot of people are, you know, have some differences of opinion and don't necessarily agree. But Jameson is a very respected person, specifically in like the Bitcoin, you know, maximalist community that really are heavily focused on Bitcoin and don't like a lot of the alt, you know, quote unquote altcoins. So this was an interesting take, and something I think as you develop your knowledge in the Bitcoin space, looking at the different schools of thought is a really interesting thing, and something that you should, quite frankly, acquaint yourself to. You should know what if you're completely neutral, you should still know what Bitcoin maximalism is. You should know what Ethereum maximalism is, or you know, what the folks in ETH, in our ETH trader are thinking. Shout out to the guys in Reddit ETH trader. And you should know kind of the different schools of thought, the different things that people are thinking, and kind of why they're thinking that. So you can make, if you're looking at this solely from an investment perspective, so you can understand things from a long-term investment standpoint, and you can really kind of make accurate decisions based upon human psychology in a lot of respects. So this was, I thought, just a really interesting tweet that kind of spurred some thoughts and comments there. Now, outside of that too, I mean, we're looking, I still think that right now you do have a fair amount of bargains in the crypto world, and I'm looking at certain things now. I need to update my portfolio as a whole here, so I'll pop over to the website, and I need to update my portfolio a little bit. This was, I think, from maybe 11, or about a week or so ago, and as this loads, if it ever loads. But so, you know, Bitcoin is still my primary holding for the time being, and I think will continue to be that. And Cardano is another big holding. And Cardano right now for me is one of those kind of moonshot plays that I think it has a obviously significant market capitalization already, but I'm continuing to dollar cost average in on a daily basis to Bitcoin, to Cardano, to Ethereum, and to Zcash as well, and the rest of my portfolio, my OMG, my VeChain, my Ethereum Classic. I'm just kind of letting ride. And I'm also looking at a couple other cryptocurrencies, evaluating them right now to see if it's something that I might play into. Bread is one of them that I'm evaluating. I'm looking to see if that might be a, you know, pretty recent crypto on pretty recent one. 0x is one that I've like need to update the portfolio a little bit here. Dip my toe into ZRX, and that has done really well. 0X, ticker symbol ZRX. That's one that's done really well. So I have dipped my toes into that, but I need to continue. It's such a small portion of the portfolio, but I'm going to put this into, like I said, need to update this. If you're listening on the podcast, on iTunes or whatever you listen to, you can go to cryptobobby.com/my-portfolio, and that will show you my portfolio there. The link will also be in the podcast, you know, in the description there as well. But if you guys have any questions on that, I am, the big thing that I'm just continuing to do is dollar cost averaging into Bitcoin, dollar cost averaging into Ethereum, dollar cost averaging into Cardano on a daily basis, as well as a little bit into Zcash, and trying to build a position in 0X or ZRX, which is the ticker symbol there. So all of those things I'm continuing to look at now. And then the big thing too, is Bitcoin going to be able to break through that $16,000 mark with any conviction? Did it ever so slightly today, but it's kind of seen a little bit of, I think, resistance at that $16,000 range. So I'm curious to see if it can break through that. If not, what that might mean, or if we're, you know, headed down for another little bit of a correction or a downturn here. But as always, I mean, my thought process in general is just continuing to buy in on a daily basis and have money in reserves in case this market dips heavily, so that I can make a strong convicted move, or, you know, a strong move with conviction like I did, or like, you know, a lot of folks did on December 22nd when that market just went absolutely down and you're already up 25% if you had the foresight and the guts to make that move. So outside of that, just wanted to pop in here for a quick video today, talk a little bit about kind of my thoughts on the price of Bitcoin, on how some of these crypto assets have performed, a little bit on, you know, Bitcoin maximalism and kind of understanding the thought process of everybody in that space, whether you agree with it, whether you don't agree with it. You should still understand why people think that way and how that affects their decisions, so it can affect your decisions as well. And going from there. Thank you guys so much for your time. If you're brand new to the channel, hit that subscribe button. I do daily videos on the subject of crypto, as well as YouTube Live Crypto Happy Hours, typically a few different times a week. So really do appreciate the time. Crypto Bobby signing out. Peace.